This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday, I talked about the president's pledge to cut greenhouse gas emissions. I also argued that we aren't going to reach that goal by walking, riding bicycles, and turning down our thermostats. His goal will require massive cost and disruption that they tried to dismiss. I call that climate denialism. Another reason why that goal won't be achieved is due to what I call climate confusion. This administration is focused on the wrong areas. Less than a quarter of all CO2 produced comes from getting around and keeping warm and cool. Those are chapters in a recent book by Bill Gates. Recently, I quoted from him because he is a climate change activist who has written a book about how to avoid a climate disaster. Even if you concede the point that we need to reduce greenhouse emissions, all you have to do is read the book to see how monumental the problem is and how most of the focus by the administration is on the wrong areas. Nearly a third of all greenhouse gases emitted are from making things. That would be the manufacture of cement, steel, and plastics. In order to make steel, you have to add just the right amount of carbon. 1 ton of steel produces 1.8 tons of carbon dioxide. To make cement, you need calcium from limestone that also has carbon. 1 ton of cement emits 1 ton of carbon dioxide, and you probably know that plastics are formed from carbon in oil and other fossil fuels. What he calls plugging in, that is electrical generation, accounts for another 27%. Nearly two-thirds of the world's electricity comes from fossil fuels. Yes, you can get carbon-free electricity from nuclear power, but environmental activists oppose that form of energy. We're not well served from an administration that engages in climate denialism and suffers from climate confusion. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.